住在 Woodland.
Last week I had a chance to live at Woodland.
我就发现那实在是很远的地方。
I feel the place is so far.
今天早上我看我们黄弟兄他们已经来参加聚会的时候，我里面就知道他们开了多远。
So I feel our sister, brother Huang go that far, and I feel the distance is real that great.
思想里面是一件事，如果你真正到了那里，又是另外一件事。
So just to know, is one thing, but really to go to that place, another thing.
我就算一算呢，他如果早上九点半要到达聚会参加波饼的话，他大概八点十五分就要走了。
So to come to the meeting, they should leave the house at 8:15.
有多少人八点十五的时候已经起来了？
Any of us who raise up at 8:15 in the morning?
但是你知道有弟兄为了要准时的到，他已经要离开家了。
But some of the brothers, in order to come on time, they need to leave that early.
开了半天才到1960。
So after so long a time, then they reach 1960.
然后再开了好一会儿呢，到 downtown.
So then another distance, they came to downtown.
然后到了早列出来以后，还要再开好一段才能到教会。
Then from Bel Air, then another distance, they reach the meeting place.
所以我们都住的不算远。
So our place is really not that far from here.
我们要纪念到我们有弟兄是住了这么远。
But we should also remember the saints who live such a long distance.
有看到他早上的时候，里面非常的喜乐。
So to see him, my heart is full of joy.
因为看见实在是主吸引他们。
Because the Lord really attracted them.
我们还有住在1960的弟兄姊妹，早上也很早就到。
And those who live at 1960, they also come early.
实在是当主吸引我们的时候，距离就不是一个太大的问题。
So when the Lord attracted us, the distance is not really a problem.
就让主能够对于吸引我们这些住得很近的人。
So may the Lord draw us, those who live so near.
再过两个礼拜，少数母就要再与我们有交通。
After two more weeks, our sister Sal will have fellowship with us again.
她要我提醒大家。
She wants me to remind all the saints.
要到两个礼拜以后，就发现一个月已经过去了。
And not after two weeks, then we will feel that, oh, it's already a month.
如果你还在继续学习的话，就给你一个鼓励。
So if we are learning, it is encouragement.
如果你又疏忽的话，这是一个提醒。
If we neglect, this is also a reminder.
在两个礼拜以后，少数母要回到我们当中。
So after two more weeks, Sister Sal will be in our midst.
我们今天要一起看约书亚记第六章。
Today we will meditate on Joshua chapter 6.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have some prayer first.
我们感谢你实在是奇妙的救主。
Lord, we praise you. You are a wonderful Savior.
你知道怎么样来对待你的儿女。
You know how to deal with us, Lord.
今天早上我们求你再来对我们施恩典。
This morning, grant grace to us.
让我们的心里心眼被圣灵所开启。
Oh, that our heart will be filled with your Spirit.
让我们能够在这里与主的话语有交通。
That through your word we can have fellowship with you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.
上个主日我们交通到以色列人在吉甲受了割礼。
Last week we fellowshiped that the children of Israel had been circumcised at Gilgal.
那今天我们一起交通第六章他们在耶利哥所遇见的事。
Today we will fellowship the thing that they have encountered in Jericho.
我们稍微花几分钟思想一下以色列人在旷野的经历。
Let's meditate the time that the Israelites had encountered or experienced in the wilderness.
他们过了红海以后，他们的心里是非常的快乐。
After crossing the Red Sea, their heart is filled with joy.
他们实在是非常的喜乐，因为他们经历了一件他们从来没有经历过的事。
Yeah, they are filled with joy because they experienced things they haven't experienced before.
在他们的心里面想从此以后他们前面的路是怎么样他们不知道。
The future before them, they really don't know how to do about it.
但是他们知道神是一个奇妙的神，奇妙大事。
But they know that our God, their God is a wonderful God and has worked miracles.
他们在旷野开始头一件发生的是什么事？
So what is the first thing that they encounter?
头一件发生的事就是他们到了一个地方叫马拉，他们没有水了。
And they come to a place and there is no water.
他们
the name is Mara.
他们在那里就抱怨神。
So they started to murmur.
这是他们头一个属灵的经历。
This is their first spiritual experience.
然后呢，他们就到了一个地方，神给他们预备的水，那个叫做以琳。
And they come to another place and God prepared water for them.
从那里离开以后，他们到了一个旷野，在那里他们没有食物。
And they come to the wilderness where there is no food.
他们又在那里抱怨。
And they started to murmur again.
所以这是第二件事情。
This is the second thing.
以色列人在旷野里面发生的头两件事情都是他们对神的抱怨。
The first two things that happen is their complaints or murmuring before God.
一件事是关于水的。
The first thing is concerning water.
一件事是关于吃的。
The second thing is concerning food.
这两件事就让我们看见以色列人他们这个肉体还是软弱的。
This causes us to see that the Israelites, the flesh of the Israelites are weak.
当他们的肉体不能得到满足的时候，他们就抱怨神。
When their physical body cannot be sustained, cannot be satisfied, they start to murmur.
虽然人已经离开埃及了。
Even though their physical body already left Egypt.
但肉体的满足，肉体的需要不能得到满足的时候，心里就想到埃及了。
But when their physical body cannot be satisfied, they think of Egypt once again.
约书亚记叫这个事情叫做埃及的羞辱。
In Joshua, this thing that happened calls the shame of Egypt.
人虽然离开了埃及
，even though the people already left Egypt，
但是身上呢，闻一闻还有埃及的味道。
But in them there is the smell of Egypt.
那叫做埃及的羞辱。
It's called the shame of Egypt.
这是他们头一个阶段的失败。
This is the first thing, their first defeat or failure.
然后他们第二个大的失败
，the second failure or defeat.
乃是他们走到一个地方叫做加底斯。
It's the second. Wait, they come to a place called Kadesh.
在这个地方，他们乃是有一个致命的失败。
This is a fatal defeat.
在加底斯，他们的失败乃是他们信心的失败。
In Kadesh, their defeat is concerning their faith.
他们派了一些探子去迦南地。
They asked some spies to go to the land of Canaan.
他们回来以后告诉他们迦南地的情形。
And this spy told them concerning the situation in Canaan.
完全是跟神所说的一样。
All they said is the same of what God had said to them.
但是因为那地的人高大。
It is because the people in that place are great.
以色列人不但不愿意进去。
The Israelites not only doesn't want to enter,
他们起来反叛摩西。
Rather they rebel against Moses.
所以这一点他们在信心上失败。
So in here we see that they have a defeat in their faith.
他们里面有一个不信的恶心。
In them there is a heart of unbelief.
所以我们看见头一个失败是他们肉体的失败。
So the first defeat is the defeat in their flesh.
第二个失败他们信心的失败。
The second defeat is defeat in their faith.
从这一件事以后呢，以色列人就在旷野绕圈子。
After these two things happened, they go on circles in the wilderness.
他们绕了将近四十年。
They wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
圣经上怎么样形容这四十年呢？
How did the Bible try to describe their wandering?
斯蒂凡做见证的时候说，你们是应着景象的百姓。
Stephen said that you are a people of stiff-necked people.
什么叫做硬着景象呢？
What do you mean by stiff-necked?
硬着景象就是不顺服。
Stiff-necked means disobedience.
在加底斯以后，头一件发生的事情就是可拉起来反叛。
Here the Korah started to rebel.
那就是不顺服。
This is disobedience.
然后马上他们就在摩押犯了奸淫。
Then in Moab, they committed adultery.
他们违反了神给他们的诫命。
and they disobeyed the commandments God had given to them.
整个在旷野里面的经历，就是一个不顺服，跟着另外一个不顺服。
So the experience in the wilderness is a disobedience after disobedience.
不顺服就是从那个不信来的。
And this disobedience came from being faithless.
在以色列人在旷野里面，他们可以说有这三个失败。
So we can see in the wilderness the children of Israel have three defeats.
头一个是他们肉体的失败。
Firstly is the defeat in their flesh.
第二个就是他们信心的失败。
Secondly is the defeat in their faith.
第三个就是他们在顺服上的失败。
And the third defeat is the defeat concerning their obedience.
所以在他们过了约旦河以后
So after they crossed the river Jordan,
首一件事神就来对付他们肉体的失败
So the first thing God is want to deal with them is to deal with their flesh.
在基甲那个地方神让他们受割礼
In Gilgal, the Lord caused them to be circumcised.
割礼就是要除去他们的肉体
To be circumcised means to deal with their, take away their flesh.
他们这个肉体如果不能被神对付的话他们没有办法在迦南地征战
If they won't let God deal with their flesh, they can go on to battle in Canaan.
在基甲他们不但受了割礼他们也守了逾越节
And not only they are circumcised in Gilgal, they also observe the Passover.
在逾越节里面他们纪念神把他们从埃及带出来
So here they remember through the Passover how God led them out of Egypt.
那是神对付他们罪的问题
This is how God deal with their sin.
在约旦河的经历里面，仍然是对付他们这个己的问题。
So the crossing of the river Jordan is God dealing with their self.
然后他们在基甲头一次吃了迦南地的出产。
And in the Gilgal they eat first the produce of the land of Canaan.
神供应他们，好叫他们有力量来征战。
God supplied them, causing them to have the strength to go on to fight the battle.
今天我们就来看这个耶利哥的事。
Now we come to see the matter concerning Jericho.
耶利哥这件事乃是神用来对付以色列人的不信。
Jericho is used by God to deal with the faith of the Israelites.
以色列人在旷野里面最大的一个失败乃是信心上的失败。
The biggest defeat or failure of the Israelites concerning their faith.
所以神要在耶利哥这件事情来恢复以色列人心里面的信心。
So through the thing of Jericho, the Lord wants to revive their faith towards Him.
我们怎么知道这一件事是讲到信心的
？How come we talk about faith concerning Jericho?
我们读希伯来书的时候就知道这件事。
When we read the book of Hebrews, we will know this.
希伯来书说，以色列人因着信，围绕耶利哥七日，城墙就倒塌了。
The Israelites through faith they go around Jericho seven times.
在希伯来书十一章里面。找到信心的时候把这件事情提出来的
When the book of Hebrews speak concerning faith they try to mention the thing concerning Jericho
什么是信心呢
What is faith?
在哥林多前书里面讲到他说信心就是不在乎人的智慧只在乎神的大能
First Corinthians say that faith is not according to man's might but according to the wisdom of GodThe strength of God, the power of God.
我们如果读过约书亚记第六章的话
When we look, study Joshua chapter 6,
你读不出来一件事是出于人的。
Here we cannot see anything that is of the work of man.
这里就讲到神怎么说。
Here it's altogether what God has said.
这就讲到约书亚怎么样告诉以色列人的百姓。
And here we always see how Joshua told the children of Israel.
没有一个地方讲到人怎么说。
There is not one place which says what man said.
也没有一项事情是人的智慧所会做的一件事。
There is not one thing that is done according to the knowledge and wisdom of man.
不管是他们绕城也好
，whether they go around the city，
不管是他们吹角也好
，whether they blew the trumpet of horns，
不管他们每天绕的次数也好。
How many times they go around the city?
都是神叫他们这样做。
It's altogether the commandment of God how they should do it.
他们没有多绕一次，也没有少绕一次。
They don't do it more or less.
神说七个祭司，就只有七个祭司。
When God said there should be only seven priests, there are seven priests.
神说七个角， 就只有七个角。
And when God said there should be seven horns, there are seven horns of trumpets.
就是说兵丁要走在前面，拿武器的人就走在前面。
And those who bear weapons should go on the front, they all go on the front.
那我们看见没有一件事是出于人的智慧。
There is not one thing that is done according to man's knowledge or wisdom.
人没有在这件事情上加上自己的智慧。
Man does not put on his own method in doing this thing.
完全是神所做的。
It's altogether God's doing.
以色列人在这一件事情上，他们学习一个功课。
So the Israelites learn one thing in this one matter.
不是靠着他们的智慧。
It's not their own wisdom.
那是靠着神的大能。
It's altogether of God's power.
对，我们来读几几处的圣经。
So let's read some portion of the word in chapter 6.
我们先从第一节读到第七节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 7.
我们一起来预备起。
Now Jericho was securely shut up
because
the children of Israel. None went out and none came out. The Lord said to Joshua, and I have given unto thee by the hand of Jericho, his king, the mighty men of Ai. And he shall compass the city all over the war, and go around the city walls, and thus shall do this 6 days.And the seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of horns. And the seventh day he shall compact the city seven times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpet. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horns. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall stand up and every man straight before him.Joshua the son of Nun told the priest, said to him, take up the ark of the covenant, let the seven priests bear the seven trumpets of horns for the ark of the Lord. Then the priest passed down from past the city, let him use his arm pass on before the ark of the Lord.
然后我们再念16节到19节。
Let's read verse 16 to verse 19.
It
came to pass seven times.
then the ark is moved. 但在他们绕城的时候，约柜乃是在他们的当中。
But when they are encircling the city, the ark of the covenant is in their midst.
有一些人走在约柜的前面。
Some of the people is in front of the ark.
然后有祭司在约柜的前面。
And the priest is in front of the ark.
然后其他的百姓在约柜的后面。
And all the Israelites is at the back of the ark.
这里告诉我们什么事情？
This thing, what does it mean?
这里那告诉我们的，乃是在约旦河的经历里面，完全是神所做的。
You can see the experience in the River Jordan is altogether God's working.
他不但在前面，他也在后面。
Not only he's in the front, he's also in the rear.
那件事，乃是人没有份。
There is no part of man in that work.
人没有办法做，人没有办法加上。
No man can do such thing, and we cannot add anything.
在约旦河里面的经历乃是十字架的经历。
The experience of the River Jordan is the experience of the cross.
当神在十字架上所做的这件工作是人所没有办法增加的。
The work of God on the cross, man cannot add anything to it.
是神亲自完成的。
God personally accomplished this thing.
他不但在前面，他也在后面。
He's not only in the front, he's also at the rear.
人只能接受这件事。
Man can only accept this thing.
但人却没办法来帮助自己。
Men cannot help to accomplish this thing.
然后在围绕是约利哥这件事不一样。
But in the encircling of the city of Jericho is another thing.
这里那约柜乃是在百姓的中间。
The ark is in the midst of the people.
当我们愿意舍掉自己的时候
，When we are willing to put aside ourselves,
那有一件事情要发生。
There is one thing that will happen.
就是那个神就要进到我们的里面。
God will enter into us.
约柜。就从我们的前面，我们的后面，到了我们的里面。
The ark, which is in the front and also in the rear, will come into us.
这件事是非常重要。
This is a very important thing.
我们都是那神的儿女。
We are all the children of God.
我们被神带过了那红海。
The Lord brought us from the Red Sea.
神也要带我们过了那个约旦河。
The Lord will also bring us.From the river, to cross the river Jordan.
为什么这件事情是重要呢？
How come this thing is very important?
因为这件事情要把约柜带到我们的心里。
Because the Lord will bring the ark into our heart.
我们的肉体出去有多少，那个约柜进来就有多少。
How much we put off the flesh is how much the ark of the Lord will be in us.
罗马书讲到这件事。
The book of Romans speak of this one thing.
罗马书说，当我们从那个洗礼里面起来的时候。
When we came out of the flesh, the water,
我们就在死的形状与他联合。
Then in the passion of his death, we will be in him.
我们也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
And in the likeness of his resurrection, shall we be with him.
这个联合就是表示基督在我们的里面。
To be together with him is concerning Christ being in us.
他不但只是在我们的外面，他也更在我们的里面。
He's not only outside of us, he's in us.
人一定要有这样的经历。
We should have this kind of experience.
我们一定要有这样的联合。
We should have such a oneness.
这个为了这个缘故，我们要来过这个约旦河。
With this, we can cross the River Jordan.
在新约里面讲到一个新人。
In the New Testament, speak of the new man.
在基督里面有一个新造的人。
In Christ, there is a new creature.
什么是新造的人
？What do you mean a new creation?
新造的人
，a new man.
乃是他的心里面有那个约柜的。
A new man means to say there is the ark in him.
这个约柜不再是在外面的。
The ark is no longer outside of him.
外面的约柜是非常的好。
The ark outside of us is very good.
因为那约柜带领他们经过了红海，又经过了约旦河。
Because the ark brought us out of the Red Sea and also across the Jordan.
但是最宝贵的乃是那个在我们里面的那个约柜。
But the most precious is the ark being in us.
这就是他们在耶利哥的经历。
This is their experience in Jericho.
他们每天在那里围绕的时候。
They encircle the city every day.
在他们的里面。
Christ is in them.
耶利哥是他们的问题。
The problem is, the main problem is Jericho.
就像我们每一个人生活里面都有问题。
Like every one of us having problems in our daily living.
我们每天过生活的时候好像围绕那个耶利哥一样。
While we are having our daily living, it's like going around Jericho.
当我们在那里围绕耶利哥城的时候，是不是约柜在我们的里面？
If we are going around Jericho, is
the Ark of the Covenant in us. 当约柜在我们里面的时候，我们要经历这以色列人在耶利哥所经历。
When the Ark is in us, then we will experience what the children of Israel had experienced.
这是头一点，我们可以得到帮助的。
And this is one the first thing that will help us.
第二点，他们在围绕耶利哥的时候，他们乃是行在那个脚声的里面。
When they are encircling the city of Jericho, they are under the trumpet.
那里有七个祭司，他们拿着七个角。
There are seven priests holding seven trumpets.
他们一面走，一面吹。
As they walk, they blew the trumpet.
所以你可以想象的话，这些人在那个耶利哥城周围在绕的时候，什么声音都没有，就是只有那个脚的声音。
When they're going around the city of Jericho, there's no sound except the sound of the trumpet.
以色列人他们那里所听到的就是脚的声音。
What the children of Israel heard is only the sound of the trumpet.
没有人的声音。
No voice of man.
也没有约书亚的声音。
There is no voice even of Joshua.
甚至也没有祭司的声音。
There is no voice of the priest.
只有这个脚声。
Only the voice, the sound of the trumpet.
这个脚声所代表的是什么？
What does the trumpet signify?
在那个脚就代表
What does the horn of the trumpet signify?
头一次在圣经里面记载那个脚声的时候是在出埃及记
In Exodus, firstly mentioned concerning the trumpet of horns.
当然在圣经里面讲到有两个不同的脚。
In the Bible, speak of two kinds of horns.
一种脚呢是用银做的。
One type of horn is made of silver.
中文圣经是翻译成号。In Chinese version, that the trumpet made of silver has different words. 那在另外一个角呢，是用羊角做的。
Another trumpet is made of the horns of lamb, ram.
那个呢，我们就翻成角。
Then we translate that to horns.
那在这里面，在约书亚记里面所说的脚是羊脚。
The trumpet that the book of Joshua is speaking of is the horns of rams.
这个羊脚跟那个号不一样，号的声音是比较高的。
The sound of the civil trumpet is louder than the sounds of the horns.
那个羊脚的声音是比较低沉。
And the sound of the ram's horns is a little bit lower.
在头一次在圣经上记载这个羊角的时候，是在那个西乃山上。
When the first mention concerning the trumpet of horns is when they are in Mount Sinai，
在西乃山上神显现的时候，那里记载有什么？有闪电，有雷声，有烟，然后呢还有脚声。
In Mount Sinai there are different sounds we heard the sound of the thunder.Earthquake and lightning and the sound of horns.
没有别的乐器了，就只有脚。
Not the sound of any instrument except the horn, the sound of the horn.
当神在那里显现的时候，有这样的声音出现。
When God appears to them, there is such sound that is heard.
在诗篇那里有一句话说，当神上升的时候呢，有脚声相动。
When God in the book of Psalms say when God went up, then there are the sounds of horns.
在诗篇里面讲到很多很多的乐器。
In the book of Psalms speak of a lot of different kinds of instruments.
当神上升的时候呢，就只有脚。
But when God is exalted or went up, then there is only the sounds of horns.
所以这个脚声呢，就代表什么事件
？So the sounds of horns signifies the appearance of God.
当神在那个地方的时候，那里就有那个脚声。
When God is there, then there is the sounds of horns.
所以我们可以这样的领会：当以色列人在那里行走的时候，他们感觉神的同在。
So when the children of Israel is moving, they feel the presence of God.
这个同在乃是一个庄严的同在。
This presence is something serious.
这个同在让他们能够不出一个声音。
Because this presence caused them not to give any sound.
只有当神庄严的同在的时候，人可以做到这样。
When the presence of God is there, men can do such things.
然后呢下面又有另外一个地方记载到矫正。
Then another place in the Bible speak of the sounds of horns.
在民数记那里讲到什么时候要吹那个号。
In the book of Deuteronomy, Numbers, but when will you blow the silver trumpet?
有几个时间可以吹那个银号的。
There are different times that the silver trumpet can be blew.
就是有节期、有月朔、还有燔祭跟平安祭的时候。
It's the time of the feast, a burnt offering, and peace offering.
这个情况呢，要吹那个号。
Then in this situation, they can blow the silver horn, silver trumpet.
但在立位记里面告诉我们，在赎罪日的时候呢，只能吹角。
But in the book of Leviticus, speak that only if there is a trespass offering, can they blow the trumpet of horn.
所以当有一天，以色列有一天叫做赎罪日，那一天呢，要整天都要吹角。
In the day of the trespass offering, the whole day they will blow the horns of trumpets, the trumpets of horns.
这个角声呢，又可以代表神的拯救。
This the sound of the horns signifies the salvation of God.
他们在那里行走的时候，他们所听到的那是那个拯救的声音。
When they are going around Jericho, they can only hear the voice of salvation.
从约书亚记以后呢，这个角声呢。又改变了一个意思。
But after
是他只选了300个人去征战。
Gideon chose only 300 people to go with him to battle.
这300个人带了两样东西。
These two, they bring two things into battle.
他们带食物跟脚。
They bring food and horns.
怎么有这样的人去打仗的呢？
How can this group of people bring two things into battle?
他们没有带兵器。
They don't bring any weapon.
他们去打仗就带食物跟带脚。
When they went to battle, they only bring food and horns.
他们打仗非常奇怪的。
So it's quite peculiar in going to battle.
他们的战争啊，怎么样？就是吹角。
So in going to battle, they only blew the horns.
然后他们把那空瓶子打碎。
And they break the pitchers.
然后他们那里喊叫。
And they shout.
这就是他们在那里所做的一件事。
This is the one thing they do when they fought the battle.
所以我们看见这个角。到了四世纪以后，就成为他们得胜的一个原因，就代表他们的得胜。
So the horns in the book of Judges typify their victory.
他们每一次作战，他们一定要吹角的。
So every time they went to battle, they should blow the horns.
他们作战成功以后，他们也要吹角的。
When they have succeed, they should also blow the horns.
然后到了大卫的时代，大卫又给这个角加上了另外一个意义。
So when it came to the time of David.David add another meaning to the horns.
那个时候他们也用脚来赞美。
They use the horns in praising God.
所以在诗篇150篇里面，脚也是那个赞美神的一个乐器。
So in Psalms 150, the horns is one of the instruments used in praising God.
他们迎接约柜的时候。
So when they met the ark.
那个时候他们就吹角。
They blew the horns.
他们不但吹角，他们还大声的呼喊。
Not only they blew the horns, they also shouted.
你看那个跟这里的情形很像，对不对？
So this the situation there and here is quite familiar.
有约柜，有脚声，有喊叫。
There is the ark, there is the horns, and there is the shouting.
不但在约书亚记是这样。
Not only in Joshua is the same, is this thing happened.
一直到撒母耳记里面。
It also go, this goes on even in First Samuel.
所以他们在这里，是行在那个脚声的里面。
So here they move according to the voice of the horns.
人怎么样能够在信心里面得胜？
How can we be victorious in our faith?
需要在神的同在的里面。
We should be in His presence.
需要在神的拯救的里面。
We should be in His salvation.
需要在他的得胜的里面。
We should be in His victory.
需要活在赞美的里面。
We should be also in our praising.
这就是脚声。
This is the noise of the horns.
我们生活里面是不是常常听到脚声呢？
In our living, do we always hear the voice of the horns?
我们是不是常常携带了一只脚呢？
Do we always bring with us the horns?
我们到礼拜五查经的时候有没有带一只脚去？
When we went to our Bible class every Friday, do we always bring the horns?
当我们把那个脚吹起来的时候，弟兄姊妹都苏醒起来了。
When we blew the horns, all the saints are revived.
那个脚实在是非常的宝贵。
So this horn is very precious.
一直到启示录里面都有这个脚。
This horn even goes on up to the book of Revelation.
基甸叫他300个人带食物跟带脚。
So Gideon asked the 300 people to bring the food and the horn.
今天我们也需要这个。
We also need this today.
我们需要食物，我们需要脚。
We need the food, we also need the horns.
第三件。
The third thing.
他们在那七天的里面
，in 7 days，
他们都没有说话
，they didn't spoke a word，
这很不容易的
，this is not very easy，
所以他们到最后一天要叫的时候，一定叫得很大声的。
So on the last day when they shouted real, real loud，
因为七天都没有讲话的
，because for 7 days they never uttered a sound，
这很不可思议
，it's really unthinkable，
因为这些人就是那些在马拉那些人的后代。
Because these people are the generation of those people eating manna.
No. 这些人是 descendant.
A descendant of those people who eat manna.
Murmur.
Sorry.
他们的父母亲啊是讲话很多的。
Their parents spoke a lot.
稍微一点不称心他们就讲话。
One thing that caused them not to be satisfied, they immediately talk.
但是啊他们这个第二代呢在那里走了七天没有讲一句话。
But this second generation, for 7 days, they never uttered a sound.
这叫新人。
This is the new man.
我们里面有一个旧人。
In us, there's the old man and the new man.
那个旧人常常要讲话。
This old man always wants to speak.
常常要讲话。
Always speak.
这个冷气暖气如果不太对的话里面就讲话。
When the air condition is not suitable to us, we speak.
如果聚会的时间没有控制的恰到好处这里面就要讲话。
When the time of the meeting is not very good, then we start to speak.
但是里面有一个新人。
But in us, there is the new man.
这新人是不讲话。
This new man doesn't speak at all.
七天也不讲话。
For 7 days, it doesn't speak.
圣经上说，如果是出于神的，我就静默不
语。If it is of God, in the Bible says, if it is not of God, I will not utter a sound.
所以他们在那里七天在那里行走，他们知道这件事出于神的。
For 7 days, they go around the city, they never utter a sound.
所以不需要讲话。
We need not speak.
这是一个非常非常 powerful 的一件事。
This thing is very powerful.
如果我们能够在我们的耶利哥城在那里行走的时候能够不讲话，这件事本身就是非常有能力。
If we do not talk when we are going around Jericho, then it will be very powerful.
在我们的家里面，有时候我们需要做这件事。
In our home, we should also do likewise.
而不是两个人生气不讲话那种不讲话。
It doesn't mean that when you get angry, you wouldn't speak at all.
但是在里面感觉神圣的同在，神庄严的同在，和出于神而不讲话。
Rather, we feel that it is of the presence of God, then we don't speak.
我们怎么能够保持这样的安静呢？
How can we preserve such silence?
如果你听到脚声，你就不讲话。
If we heard the noise of the horns, then we don't speak at all.
凡是没有听到脚声的人，都会爱讲话的。
Those who doesn't hear the voice of the horn, we always speak.
但是当那神的脚声在我们的里面的时候，人就静默不语。
But when we heard the horns of God, then we should be in silence.
那最后一点我们可以学习的，那是他们的忍耐。
The last thing that we should learn is concerning their patience.
他们一共围绕耶利哥几次
？How many times did they go around Jericho?13 times.
哪一次最有效的？
The most effective going in circling?
你们一定会说那第十三次对不对？
It will be the 13th time, right?
就是那第十三次那个 work, 对不对？
Because on the 13th time, it works.
实际上呢每一次都一样重要。
So, but we should see every round is very important.
你如果没有走第一圈呢，你就不会有第十三圈。
Because if we don't go on the first round, we never will reach the 13th round.
所以我们需要走到神要我们走到的那个圈数的。
We should go according to what God has commanded us. circling Jericho.
在我们祷告的事情上特别注意。
Especially in our prayer.
好多时候我们祷告的时候主还没有听。
When we pray, the Lord may not listen immediately.
那不过是第一圈就是了。
Maybe it's the first round.
那第一圈也是很重要的啊。
But the first round is very important.
第一圈就让我们可以有第二圈嘛。
Then after the first round, then we go to the second round.
虽然到有一天我们祷告垂听的时候，我们要记得我们以前所走过的路。
And when we come at the point when God heard the prayer, we should remember the first round which we have started.
当我们跟一个人传福音，那个人得救的话，我们觉得都是我的功劳。
When we preach the gospel and this person got saved, we feel it's altogether my work.
你不过是第十三圈就是了。
Maybe you are the 13th round.
还有前面有十二个人在绕了十二圈呢。
Because before you, there are 12 people who already go through this round.
圣经上有几个是非常的重要，就是日子满足。
In the Bible, when the time has fulfilled.
很多的地方啊，神都这样讲，等到日子满足了以后。
God said when the time has been fulfilled, then this thing happened.
我们在神的面前，我们所要做的是把我们那一圈摆平。
What we should do in His work is that we should give our round.
神给我们很多人有这个恩赐来走。
God gave us the gift to go around.
然后他的圈数满足以后，他就成就。
When the time is fulfilled, then this thing happens.
在神的面前，我们如果有一个心愿要看见神的作为的话，我们需要有这四方面的。
If we have a heart to see the work of God, we should have these four aspects of experience.
我们需要让那个约柜在我们的心里。
We should let the ark to be in our heart.
我们要常常活在那个角声的当中。
We should always live in the midst of the sounds of horns.
那个角声就代表神的同在，代表神的拯救。
Because the sounds of horns represents His presence and His salvation.
也代表神的得胜和我们的赞美。
It represents His victory and also our praises.
我们需要在神的脚声里面保持我们的安静。
And in the midst of the sound of the horns, we should maintain our silence.
我们需要是一个忍耐等候的人。
And we should be a group of people who have patience.
我们就要看见神奇妙的作为。
Then we will see the wonderful works of God.
像当初以色列人在耶利哥城所看见。
Like the children of Israel seeing they going around Jericho.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
如果弟兄姊妹有负担的，可以祷告。
Pray that we will commit ourselves into your hands.
Amen.
So that your victorious work can work in us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.